I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
But we would be remiss if we did not get to the other news of the day. And it breaks my heart to report it. You heard it in Dan's newscast. And we will update this as we get more information today. I watched the news conference live upon hearing about the death of fallen officer Hunter Szymanczyk in KCK, the second law enforcement officer in Wyandotte County that we have lost in 30 days. And it just broke my heart. You could see the emotion in the chief's face and eyes, and his voice broke when he spoke of having to have that conversation with Hunter's family. 26 years old, by the way.
2 years younger than me.
My God. After he was struck by a stolen truck fleeing other officers. One of the things we're going to have to figure out, because I have heard that the suspect's rap sheet here is long. He is 31-year-old Dennis Edward Mitchell III of Kansas City, Kansas. He is being held on suspicion of first-degree murder, vehicular homicide, fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, theft, criminal possession of a firearm, and aggravated failure to appear. Formal charges are pending, and I would guess that we see those by day's end, Sam. Why was he out? Let's start with that, with the nature of his rap sheet. And what was he doing? The original call
was
shots fired, correct?
Confusing part of this entire story is that it wasn't a traditional call where somebody called 911 and said, "I heard gunshots." I did not know this, but we know it now. They have a shot spotter system in KCK, similar to the one that we have in Kansas City, Missouri. And officers were alerted by that shot spotter system that they heard gunshots. The system heard gunshots within this fixed area of KCK. They dispatched officers. They went out to see what was going on. That's where they found a truck parked on the side of a road with a man asleep inside.
Yep.
We're not sure what led up to him waking up, but at some point he woke up, and as is typical in these scenarios, we've heard many stories about situations like this where there's a pass out in a vehicle. The first thing they do when they wake up and see police officers is put the car in drive and dart and flee. At some point, he pulled the vehicle over next to a chunk of woods, and hiding in that area of woods was a second truck that they now know was reported stolen. He hopped in that truck. That's when the stop sticks were deployed near KCKCC, and that is where we lost the life of a KCK officer, the second law enforcement officer, as Dana mentioned, in a month.
So one of the questions, you know, that people have was the original shots fired alert, because it wasn't a call, is the suspect, Mitchell, the one accused of firing those shots?
We have no idea.
We have no idea. They just went. It was one of those shot spotters.
Correct. There was a report that he had a weapon on him in the vehicle that he fled in. However, we have no idea where the gunshot sound came from that alerted that system, that alerted police to the area.
So, 26 years old, this comes right on the heels of the death of Deputy Elijah Ming, July 26th. And remind me, Sam, that was the domestic violence call.
Correct.
Where a woman was moving out of a home over in Argentine, was afraid for her safety.
She had reported that there was a guy threatening her and her friend with a gun outside of the home.
Yep.
A deputy and a KCK police officer arrived on scene to assist. That suspect opened fire, and we lost Deputy Ming.
And so one of the things they were saying in this news conference is it's just been a devastating time for law enforcement. In fact, I read this in the Kansas City Star today. They still have officers that have not come back to work in the aftermath of the death of Deputy Ming.
They were offered leave because they had to respond in response to the fact that Ming had been shot.
And now they have officers who were out there who witnessed what happened and tried to save Officer Samansic's life.
And is it time to rethink the spike strips?
That is certainly a fair question. I think they're going to look at all of this, Sam. This is certainly not the first officer who's been injured or killed laying those strips down.
This is the second time this year we've had an officer run over laying stop sticks down. The first one in downtown Kansas City with the doofus on the ATV who decided that he was going to run over the officer there. Thankfully, that officer did not lose his life, but he was severely injured.
But keep in mind, the strips are generally considered a safer option than the high-speed chase. Clearly, in this case, not. And this was not an accident. I want to be clear. The suspect in this case is charged with knowingly, aggressively moving that truck toward the officer to take out that officer.
The officer probably wasn't even standing in the roadway. We do not know.
He was on the median, according to the...
There you go.
He was on the median, according to the news conference that I watched. And also, why the two separate stolen cars? One of the stolen cars had been hidden in the woods.
That's what's so confusing
about all of this. Like a getaway car that they were planning on robbing a bank or something, and you stash a hidden car somewhere in the woods.
Right.
I suspect throughout the day we will start getting more information. He is booked into jail, awaiting charges, and the KBI is heading up the investigation. It is just terribly, terribly sad day in KCK and in all of the surrounding departments who will step in and provide support in the days ahead for the funeral that will be ahead, just as we saw with Deputy Ming.
And all of those departments extending their condolences.
Oh, it's all over social today. It is all over social today. And our hearts are heavy. And God bless Hunter Samansic and his family today. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.